National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I want to talk about wasting time. Yeah, you heard it. I want to talk about wasting time. How many ways are you wasting time in your day-to-day life? How many things are you doing that is basically a waste of time? And the reason why I'm asking this question, quite honestly, is that when we realize that we're wasting time and we realize the value of our life, we begin to ask ourselves, why? Why in God's green creation am I doing this and wasting my precious time? However, before we get there, we're doing mind-numbing stuff. We're in dead-end relationships, unhealthy friendships, possibly a job that's really got no growth coming to it. And doing stuff like watching just a ton of TV and drinking a ton of alcohol. And later on down the road, what are we going to do? We're going to regret it. It's going to be regretful. We're going to be upset that we took all this time of our lives and we wasted it. And I don't know about you, but I've wasted time in my life. I have what I consider wasted time. When I look back at it, I'm like, my God, what in the heck was I thinking? I mean, let's go back to when we were younger. Let's go back to when we were younger right now. Okay, rewind. Let's go back to our wasted youth. And you remember when you were like 18, 19, 20, and you had to go to the club a whole time? I mean, it was like a moral imperative to go to the club. And you got to the club and you showed up and it was about what you're wearing and how you look and all that stuff and who's there and all that great stuff. And how many times did you do it over and over and over and over again and over again? And I can't even say the word over again, the over again, those two words enough to explain how much we probably did it. And it was funny because at the time it was so cool. We had to be there. It was, oh man, you're going to the club, I'm going to the club, you're going to the club, I'm going to the club. And then, you know, when was that time when you finally realized that everybody at the club has been talking about the same thing for the last 4 years? Remember when you actually woke up and you went, oh my God, what have I been doing? And some of us, it might have taken years to wake up because you know what? The club was fun. It was fun. We hung out with our friends, we drank, we had fun. You know, back then we were smoking our cigarettes and chilling, and it seemed like the party was never going to end. You know, we got to stick with the party. I don't know about you, but I look back, and some of those times were fun. I'll give you that. You gotta love the fact that some of them were fun, but some of them were a waste of time. If I could get back half those club days, I'd be doing pretty good. But, you know, I don't think about that anymore. I don't focus on that. I focus on the now. What can I do right now to stop wasting my time? What are the things that I can do right now in my life to stop wasting time and to rededicate that time to something more productive? It was years ago when, you know, games on your phone became a big deal. Remember Words with Friends and all that stuff? And, you'd play that and you'd play it till the cows came home. I mean, the cows came home, you played it. You remember that Words with Friends? And you're like, man, you got Words with Friends. You want to play Words with Friends? You want to play? You want to play? And then, you know, and eventually, why did you stop playing? Because you realized that your friends were cheating. When you realize your friends are cheating and they're using a thesaurus and all the dictionary and doing all their stuff, then you realize, you know what? This is BS. I can't believe that I've been playing this game and John over there on the other side of the Words with Friends has been like totally screwing me the whole time on this deal and I didn't even get it. You see what I'm saying? Unbelievable. But for that good year, you played Words with Friends on all of your spare time. Whether it was spare time sitting in traffic or spare time waiting in line at the store, or if you were laying in bed next to your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse, there you were, playing Words with Friends. And I realized years ago that those types of things need to be eliminated from my life. And I have nothing against Words with Friends, okay? I'm not trying to downplay Words with Friends. And no, I do not own the company that made Words with Friends and all that stuff. Maybe I should. But the thing is that I realize that when I actually have access to that stuff and I have no self-control, it becomes an addiction. Some of you out there are video game addicts. Video game addicts, you are the video game addicts, and God bless you. I understand. You're having fun with your game. But who's going to give you a Medal of Honor for winning some sort of military game on the Xbox? You know, who's going to give you a Nobel Peace Prize for solving some problem on the PlayStation? Nobody, by the way, nobody. And if you're not getting paid, and that's not your career to win on video games, and it's taking up a whole heck of a huge chunk of your time, you need to really kind of think about it. Because, you know, I know for a fact that when you are not able to do things anymore and you are stuck in bed and you're dying, you're old and you're dying, I know that in those situations you're not sitting there looking back going, man, if I could just play 5 more hours of that video game, that is what I wish I could do, for God's sakes. I just want to be here alone with my video games. It's probably not what anybody would say. Quite the contrary. I think most people would be sad about the people that died and, you know, that passed on. I think that successes and stuff that we let go past us and not capitalize on it, that could be another thing. Or just the time of not being in the moment when we were playing Words with Friends. I don't think we're sitting there going, well, if I just had 20 more hours to play Words with Friends, now that is a good way out of here. No, and I think that we have to sit there and ask ourselves, how much of our time are we wasting? Ask yourself, how much of my time am I wasting on a given day in my life? And if that was the last day that I had, would this time be wasted or would it be correctly and appropriated in the right way? You have to ask yourself that question. You have to get down to the brass tacks and say, yes, indeed, I'm using my time wisely. I am so much in charge of my time. I love what I'm doing. Even if I'm doing X, Y, Z, this is what I want to do, for God's sakes, and I'm happy about it. And if I left the planet tomorrow, I would be very ecstatic about the way that I took care of yesterday. You see what I'm saying? That's the key. That's from A to B. But I think many of us can't say that. I don't think many of us can say, oh yeah, I used every bit of my time yesterday for the greater good. Not only did I use it for the greater good, I did everything I wanted to do and I learned a lot. And man, I have every minute spoken for. No, what happens with most of us is we have good intent. We have a very good intent. And I think that we want to be mindful and we want to be in the moment and we want to do all this great stuff. And we're like, God bless, you know. But then what happens? Life happens. Okay, let's talk about life for a little while. Life happens. You're going through things. You're working all the time. You're dealing with stuff you don't necessarily want to deal with. And you got a lot of stress. And so a lot of people, you go home from work, right? You get home from work, it's pretty late. I know I get home from work pretty late. And I get home from work, and instead of working on my next book, I don't. What do I do? I stand up in the kitchen and I eat, or I sit and watch TV, like a show that I like, or something on YouTube, and I'll have a glass of wine. And usually, that's kind of where that night ends. I'm not one of those people that can just drink and drink. I can have about a glass. I get tired. And I get grumpy when I get tired. I'm like a kid, you know? I'm a kid that gets grumpy when they get tired. And so when I get grumpy and I get tired, I'm not getting any work done. I'm not writing a book. I'm not writing the great American novel when I'm tired and grumpy. Instead, I'm not. I'm not doing any of that. What am I doing? I'm sitting there on the couch. I get bored of whatever I'm watching. I watch for a long time till like, you know, 11 o'clock. And then what? And then I'm done. Yeah. I'm getting ready for bed, and then the next day I wake up early to go to work, and I go, golly, if I could have just finished some of that stuff, if I could have just worked on that. I mean, like, another day is gone, and I haven't even started on the book. And that gets a little overwhelming after a while when you realize you got all this stuff going on, and you haven't done it. You got all this stuff up there. You got all this stuff on your plate or what you'd like to have on your plate. And you have all this good intention, but it doesn't come to fruition. I've realized that watching that other episode of Frasier, even though it's endearing and it connects with my life, doesn't really help me get anywhere. I've realized that having that glass of wine, well, you know, it kind of stagnates me, kind of wastes my time, but I keep doing it. So how do we stop? How do we cut this wasted time out? And how do we kind of, you know, turn over a new leaf? Well, keep listening and you'll find out tonight. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about wasted time. We're wasting time. All of us, to some degree, are probably wasting our time. I'm sure there's a certain few of you that said, no, I'm not wasting any of my time. And good for you. Good for you. You figured it out. But for many of us, we are wasting our precious time on a constant basis, on a daily basis, actually. And it is getting out of control. We are completely and utterly out of control. And it's become a problem. It's becoming an issue. Because what's happening is we have these aspirations, these dreams, these desires, the things we want to accomplish in our life. But somehow, we end up doing this other mindless stuff that's wasting our time. And I want to talk about relationships right now, even friendships that don't really serve a value, and that becomes wasted time. So I know that a lot of you go out just for the sake of going out, and I understand that. I mean, going out is fun, but how many times have you gone out and gone, man, what am I doing? Or, you know, I could be doing this, this, or that, and what am I doing? And I think a lot of times we lose ourselves in a situation, whether it's in that moment or with those people or in a relationship. We don't realize that there's a lot of stuff that we can do. There's a lot of good fruits in our labor if we can just get to that next level and quit wasting time. I find that a lot of times, too, we have a tendency of wasting time with people that don't have that same thought process as being mindful of life. And, you know, I have some friends that I absolutely adore, but their idea of what they want to do in life and their idea of what's important to them in life is totally different from what's important to me. Totally different. I mean, I try to live my life as though, hey, this is the last day every day. And I know that sounds kind of morbid, but it's really not when you think about it, because you kind of want to do what's right by you and you want to know that, hey, at least I'm doing what I need to do and feel good about it. So I'll give you a good example. I got some friends I like to hang out at the club all the time, okay? And that's cool, but that's not me. I mean, I did that back in the day, and I don't really enjoy that, and that's not something I do. I don't remember the last time I went to a club. I just don't. And I get it. I mean, if you're single and you're looking for somebody, I think there's probably other places to go, quite honestly. Quite frankly, I think there's organizations and groups of people that you can meet that have, like, similar things that they like to do, you know, whether it's like you like to go sailing, there's a little sailing group, or you like to go snorkeling or scuba diving. And even if you're somewhere that there is no ocean, there are groups that take destination trips, and there's not always married people. There can be single people, and there's singles trips, and there's all kinds of cruises, and there's all kinds of organizations that you can go to, so you don't have to subject yourself to stuff that you don't want. But some people really like to go to the club, and that's cool. But I outgrew that. So the last thing I want to do is do that. And so when people invite me, I feel very privileged that they have invited me to do something. And I respect that. And I love that. But at the same time, it is not for me. And I go through a period of time where I might feel bad about it. You know, I might feel bad or disjointed that I'm not going, or, man, I wish that I could, or I feel that I'm letting them down. But in reality, I've got to really step up out of that mentality and say, hey, no, if you go, you're letting yourself down. You can be cool about being invited and you can be thankful about that, but that's really a waste of time for me. So why would I want to use my time and waste it? And I find that when we waste our time, it becomes like an addiction. Wasted time becomes an addiction. It becomes addictive, our behavior. So, you know, I used to smoke, and I would usually smoke at night. I would start smoking around 6 or 7 o'clock at night, didn't smoke all day. And then over a period of time, I began to smoke earlier and earlier in the evening, then earlier into the afternoon. And then it crescendoed at a certain level eventually when I was actually working on getting some of my hours. And I was in California, and I started smoking in the morning. And I would get up in the morning, and I would start smoking, and I was like, my God. And I saw it. I was totally aware of the fact that I was smoking in the morning. I wasn't, like, you know, not seeing the writing on the wall. But I realized that something had to give. But I also realized that this addiction, that's kind of a waste of time, because I would smoke no matter what. Like, you had to go outside to smoke. I mean, you would get off target, get off task, stop doing what you're doing to go outside and smoke a cigarette, okay? Or two, or three, or four, or five. I mean, that's a waste of time. And it becomes habitual. It becomes so habitual that we don't realize it. And I think it's because, to some degree, it lulls us in to a routine. And so we as humans like routines. We really don't like change. So anytime that we can connect to a routine, no matter how futile it is, no matter how boring it is, no matter how ineffective it is, no matter how wasteful it is, we do it. Because it's part of us. You know, I find it very interesting. I have some clients who are big-time gamers. They're not getting paid by the gaming companies to game. They're not sponsored by PlayStation or Xbox or any of that. But they spend almost all of their free time on it. And nobody's giving them an award. Nobody's giving them a Medal of Honor. Nobody. And you got to think about that kind of stuff. And you got to wonder about that kind of stuff. Does this really matter? Is this valuable to me? And you got to think about that. And I think that in general, you know, when you look at stuff, and if you're getting a lot of joy out of it, that's one thing. If you're getting a large return on it as far as how you feel about it and your feeling, that's great too. That's totally awesome. But are you? And what is that return and how do you feel about it? And I think you really got to focus on that. I think you really got to think about what's really happening. Is it really working for you? And is this a waste of time or is this adding to your quality of life? And I know that sometimes our minds like to play tricks on us. We want to act like something's good for us. We want to act like this is good, you know, for whatever reason. But I think a lot of times it's our comfort zone. Instead of doing stuff that pushes us out of our comfort zone, and instead of doing stuff that actually pushes us, gets us off our butt, we have that desire to sit on our butt. And I felt that before when I'm going to work out. I find that very interesting. How your mind wants to say, no, you don't want to work out. You're okay. Don't worry about going to the gym. You're fine. It's no big deal. You're okay. You know, and you lull yourself into, you know, feeling awful, feeling just sluggish, ineffective, inability to sleep, you name it. Yeah, tidbit of information. If you're having sleeping problems and you're not exercising, exercise first for a week before you start on any pill regime, because this might actually be the solution to all of your problems. So, you know, you sit there and you go, okay, so how do I figure out if I'm wasting time? And it's not just with activities like video games and watching a bunch of mindless TV or sitting on the phone, you know, playing a phone game or just going crazy on Facebook. right? I mean, that social media, my God, some of you, this is like your job. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, some of you, I don't even know when you ever get off. I mean, I don't know when you ever get off of social media. When? And that's the key. It's like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And when does it ever end? And nobody's going to ever sit back and go, you know what? I wish I would have had an extra 50 hours on Facebook. Or, man, I wish I could post right now. Nobody's going to be thinking that. The last thing you're going to think about when this might be that last hour of your life is about Facebook. You're going to be like, man, why I didn't get rid of that profile a long time ago is beyond me. And I know some of us do it for our work, and some of us do it for our families, and some of us do it to connect with folks across the country, around the world. And I understand that, and I get that, and that's cool. But how much time are you spending, and are you kind of wasting part of your life? And I think it's okay to do things in moderation, but I think you got to look at it and accumulate and cumulative. Take the cumulative hours of how much time you spent, times that by 7 days a week, times that by X amount of days out of the month, by X amount of years. Where are you at? And I think you got to really think about that. And to me, for the most part, we're what? We're wasting time. For the most part, it's a big waste of time. It just is. And how do we overcome that? How do we deal with that? And how do we get past that? And that's what I'm going to be talking more about in just a few minutes. In the meantime, if you haven't recently checked out the website, go AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. And if you want to reach out to me, click on that contact page and I'll respond. I want you to begin to tally up some of the things that you think you're wasting your time and your life with, because we can change this tonight and figure out how to take back our time and our power in our life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about wasting time. How much time are you wasting in your day-to-day life, and do you want to get it back? And have you really figured out where you're wasting your time at? Because we got to figure out where we're wasting our time before we can get it back, right? Because we got to know that we're wasting it. We can't sit there and be like, well, I'm not wasting it. If you're wasting it, to some degree, you know. To me, TV, when you're watching it for a long period of time, is a big waste. Nobody's giving me a medal. Nobody's paying me to watch it. Okay, so that's two things. That's not going to work. The third one is it's not really normally making me smarter, so the intelligent quotient isn't working. The fourth thing is that, is it making me laugh? Well, that could be. Is it really? For how long? And, you know, the next thing is, what else could I be doing besides watching this TV? Because I know there's other stuff out there, for God's sakes. I mean, there is a world. We live in a universe. We live in a world. There's got to be a ton of stuff. I could do anything. I could go ride a bike. I could take a walk. I could go on a run. I could go travel. I could go see how people live around the world. I could take a second job. I could learn another language. I could take up photography. I could learn how to finally rollerblade, for God's sakes. I could learn how to ride a Segway. I could actually start my own club. I could start a group of people that are like-minded and see things a certain way. I could actually take up sailing. I could actually do a dive test and do something in the lake where you learn how to scuba dive and then eventually go on a scuba diving expedition all over the world. Huh. I could learn how to bead. I could learn how to weld. Okay, you get what I'm saying? I could learn how to sculpt. I could learn how to bake. I could learn how to make chocolate by hand. I could learn how to press my own coffee. I could learn how to make pastries. I could even learn how to make pizza by scratch. Now, that is one thing I can do, except for the crust. Haven't figured that out, but I know I can conquer that. But see what I'm saying? That's just a few things of what we could be doing. But instead, what are we doing? Watching that same TV show. Watching that video game, playing that. Maybe we're just kind of sitting around smoking cigarettes, drinking. Maybe we're just drinking, okay? I mean, you know, there's stuff that we get lulled into. Maybe we're spending time with those same people that we're not really growing with. We're not really growing at all. You know, maybe we're in some dead-end relationships. Maybe we're in a job that we're unhappy with. And there's really nowhere to go from it. It's not like it's going to open the doors to the city for you. It's just not going to do anything. Maybe you picked it because it was easy, because it was there. Maybe you picked it because you were scared of going for what you wanted. Maybe you picked it because you just needed to make money. And I understand that. But maybe there's time now, instead of, you know, doing this mindless stuff, to maybe put together a resume. Maybe take some night classes. Maybe learn another language. Maybe learn another career, another skill set. Think about all the time we got that we could do something. Instead of later on going, man, I really wish I would have gone back and done X, Y, Z. Because that would have been really great. Because that's really what I wanted to do in life. And I feel like I'm missing out. Right? Are you seeing everybody else doing it? And that sucks. You know? It's like they're all living the life of Riley and you're over there dealing with it. And so it's like, what do we do? How do we do this stuff? And how do we realize? So I think it has to get to a pain process. Anything in life, to be able to change, it has to be painful to want to change. Okay? And you can't be getting anything out of the pain. You can be, but that's got to, like, dissipate. So even though we're in pain, a lot of us get something out of that pain, right? No matter what. In order to change whatever is ailing us or paining us, we've got to be in more pain. We've got to be upset. We've got to just feel awful more than anything else. That's got to be the top emotion. When clients come in and work with me, whether they're in my office or they choose to have a call, or they choose to Skype or to FaceTime, when they make the call to come in, that means that they've most of the time hit the wall. There is nowhere else to go because the pain is so much now. The anger and the fear is so much now that there's nothing else I can do but confront it. I've got to do something about this. It is not working. My life is no longer working. And most of the time, eventually, after working with me for one session, people realize that their life hadn't been working well for a long time. Maybe not ever the way that they've wanted it to be. And the same goes for when we're wasting our time. When we're wasting time and we don't even realize it and somebody doesn't expose us to the fact that we're wasting time, well, think about that. That's why we don't even realize there's other things we could be doing. And I think a lot of times we short sell ourselves because we think maybe we're not smart enough to do something or we're not good enough to do this or we can't create that or we don't want to do this. And all that stuff gets in our way of us being who we are. And so we go, ah, screw it. I'll just do this. It's easier this way. I'll just hang out with the crew, the old crowd, and go to the same place we always go and get snockered up and go home and sleep it off and start over again the next day and go to work and leave work and it's dark and do the same thing because you know what? That's what I do and that's my routine and that's who I am and that's where I've been for my life and this is where I want to stay. But do you really want to stay there or do you want to make some changes in your life? And I think that it's based on like the pain thing that I was talking about. How much pain have you endured and are you ready to make the change? The second thing that I find very important is have you seen the light? Have you seen the light? And what do you think I mean by that? What do you think I mean by have you seen the light? Do you realize the value of our life? That's what I mean. When you realize the value, the innate value of our life, you begin to understand how important it is to not just take it lightly. You begin to understand the value you have. You begin to understand how awesome it is. And you begin to understand that you don't have time to waste. You don't have time to waste. And, you know, one of the things that I think that a lot of us see is when someone is wasting our time. When someone is wasting our time, we begin to see it, right? We don't always see when we're wasting our own time, but when someone's wasting our time, we see it. Haven't you been in a meeting or event, somebody's talking to you, and it's either mindless or mind-numbing, or they want something from you, and you see right through it, and they're kind of playing it a certain way? Yeah. Isn't that messed up? And don't you just want to, like, grab them by the back of the neck and be like, you have no idea what I want to say to you right now. But most of us keep our cool and we stay quiet. And we go through another grueling 30 or 45 minutes of this. And you finally get out of there and you thank God. Thank you, God. But what happens if that was that last moment of time? I mean, I'm starting to get to the point where I'm on that edge of just telling people exactly how I feel at all times, to mostly most degrees. Because I think I'm doing them a disservice by not. Because if I sit back and just be all nice about stuff, do people think that's who I am and what I'm doing, even though they're trying to sell me a bill of goods that's not good? I'm not going to take the bait, but instead of telling them, hey, back off, I thought we're friends, why do you keep trying to sell me stuff? Instead of saying that and saying, hey, why don't you go look to someone else to pay your bills? You sit there and you go, well, you know, I'm just a little short this month. And, you know, and yeah, that's true too. But why do you have to even explain that? I mean, heck, you want me to do this for you? What are you doing for me? Where is this relationship and what are we doing? And I think we got to look and see what can we do to eliminate stuff in our life that gets in the way of our living. People that take advantage of us, the people that are wasting our time, are you able to sense that? Are you aware of it when it's happening? Or do you get taken advantage of a lot? Really? Or do you get taken advantage of a lot? You got to think about that kind of stuff. And if you are, how much of your time is being wasted by this stuff that doesn't matter? Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about wasted time. How much of our time are we wasting, and how are we wasting it? And right before the break, I was talking about how it's easier to see when other people are wasting our time. It's easier to see when other people are trying to take advantage or trying to do something. It's easy to see when you're in a conversation and you're like, oh my God, if this is the last conversation that I'm in, this is horrific. This is awful. The worst. And it's easier to see. Some of us, it's hard to see. Some of us don't realize. And there were times where I didn't realize or I'd feel bad. And this is a caveat from tonight's show. If you take it, this is a really great caveat to take. Is that when somebody's trying to, you know, kind of manipulate you, when people are very nice, and a trigger is about manipulation because they've dealt with it throughout their childhood, they have a tendency when somebody wants something from them and they can't deliver it, normally when it's about money or helping that person with something, you feel bad because you can't deliver, or you feel bad because you don't have the financial means, or you feel bad because you're not going to be able to make that a reality. And in reality, what they're asking is wrong. They're wasting your time. There's a lot of people out there right now that'll tell you that if you give them money, they're going to help you out. Okay? And it's funny because as a therapist, I'm very reasonable as far as my rates are extremely reasonable, probably too reasonable. Why I do that? Because I like helping people. And I like helping people, and I like doing the right thing. But I've seen that there's a lot of people out there that are playing a lot of games, that are charging a bunch of money for stuff that doesn't have that much value. But the way they play it up, it sounds extremely valuable. And I found recently that the more I realize that there's a few people out there that really got it going on, they know what's up, they're smart, they're genuine, and, you know, they can help. And, you know, I work with a very tight group of people, and I only have one right-hand person that I work with because that's what I found and that's what I can do. And I believe that life is about what you make it. And when you begin thinking that everything is outside of you, you lose yourself. Bit of a tangent, but I think it's proper for many of you listening right now. Look inside yourself. When people tell you that they can cure all your ills, think about it. Do your research. Do your research. Think about it. Are they somebody that you want to get advice from? Are they somebody that can help you? I've been married for almost 15 years. Okay, together for 17 and a half. When I have people come into my office and tell me that they saw certain coaches or therapists about love, and these people have never been married or they've been divorced three times, nothing wrong with it. But I don't want to take advice from that. I don't want to take advice from that standpoint. You've got to show me. You've got to show me your value. You've got to show me that you know what you're talking about. You don't have to tell me. I can see it. And I think that's what we got to do in our own life is you got to be able to see your own value. You got to be able to interpret the value that you bring to the table as an individual in your life. You have an extreme amount of value. Now, are you using your value to the best of your ability, or instead, are you wasting your time? How much time in a day are you wasting? How much time in a night are you wasting? And the worst thing, too, is let's go to the next point, because some of you might say, well, heck, Ashley, it's not just about that. I don't even like the job I'm in, so I feel like my whole day is a waste. I can't tell you how many people that I work with that can't stand their job, can't stand their boss. Boss makes their life a living hell. Seriously. Problems at home, spousal issues, okay? Friends that are kind of, well, you know, they're in their spot too, having their problems. So there's not a lot of growth, you know what I'm saying? You can hang out with them, but it's not like y'all are growing and learning. You know, when you get off work, you're so tired and beaten down, instead of working out and taking care of yourself, what do? You go drink. You go drink. You go drink with those same people you drink with all the time. Okay, or you drink alone, or you drink at home. And it's a cycle, it's a pattern. And, you know, you go to bed, you wake up in the middle of the night taking your Advil because your head hurts so bad. Because it's actually, you can actually hear it throbbing. You can actually feel it and hear it throbbing. You can actually hear it. When you can hear it, that's a problem. And you wake up the next morning and you do it all over again. What the heck? This is crazy talk. But how many of us are doing it? A lot. How many of us? The majority. And when does it end? By taking control of your life. You've got to step up and say, you know what? I'm tired of this. I don't need to drink a bottle of wine every night. I want to do something more with my life. I want to create some more meaning in my life. I want to create a deeper meaning in my life. I want to create a lasting meaning in my life. I want to create stuff in my life that I never dreamed I could. And how am I going to do that? With willpower. With a belief in myself. With the belief that I can do anything I want to do. The understanding that I have the ability to do anything I want to do. And that's what matters. That's what's so cool. And we have the ability to do anything we want to do, and we're be given the time to do it. And right now, for the most part, many of you have to, as much as you have is health to do it. You can, most of us can walk and talk, thank God. It's a blessing. Let's make the most out of it. Let's do what we can do with what we have and use it to the best of our ability. And let's go a step further. What can we do? What do we want to do? What are some things that we want to tackle in this life that are so important? Think about those things. Begin a list right now. Start a list of things that you want to do in this lifetime. Start a list right now. And I don't want to see playing video games, watching more TV, watching Netflix for a mind-numbing amount of 15 hours a day, going and drinking with the buddies again and again. I don't want to see that on the list, and I know you don't either. So it's time to write down on this list the things that you want to accomplish in this lifetime. Thing that matters so much to you. The things that you were putting on the back burner. The things that you didn't think you'd ever accomplish. The things that you thought were out of your realm of ability. Yes! Those things. The things that other people do. And I want you to write these down. And I want you to eventually, after the show, I want you to put these in order. You can do it right now if you want. Put them in order of importance. I want you to put them in order of importance. And as you put those in order of importance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many you have. And now you have to identify what are the things that you can do to eliminate off your plate on a daily basis that you can actually replace with one of these top one, two, or threes. It's up to you, and I know you can do it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me. We'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.